Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav Pasuk Ches. The priests and magicians are advising the Plishtim to send the ark back on a new wagon being pulled by milk cows without their children, which will make them resistant to actually doing the job properly. And with these statues, five golden hemorrhoids and five golden mice accompanying the ark on its way back to the Jews. Ulekachtem es Aron Hashem. And so then you should take the Ark of God, unesatem oso el ha'agala, and put it on this new wagon that you just made, beis kalei hazahav asher hashevosem lo asham, and the articles of gold, the golden statues, that you are returning to him as a guilt offering, tasimu ba'argaz mitzido, put in the chest beside it. Argaz, technically like a box, and put it all together, Kein Teva, says Masudas Tzion, and Vishilachtem Oso V'Halach, and you'll send it off, and it will go, being pulled by the milk cows, Tes Uri Isem Im Derech Kivulo Yale Beis Shemesh, and observe, keep an eye on it, if it goes up on the path to its own border, meaning the border of the Jewish people, above north of the Gaza Strip, if it goes up to its own border to the city of Beit Shemesh, the closest settlement, who asalanu esara'a hagadola hazos? Then it was he, God, who caused us this great evil. It was a direct punishment. Vim lo, but if not, if it straggles all over the place and goes back on itself and never makes it up the hill, v'yadanu ki lo yado nagavanu, then we will know that it was not God's hand that touched us. Mikrehu hayalanu. Rather, it was a coincidence. It was just a happening. The Torim happened to come right after we took the ark away from the Jews, but it's not causal. Correlation is not causation, as they say. Now, what they are hoping, in a way, is that it is coincidence, perhaps. But the Malbim says that what he was trying to say, the man giving this advice, the priests and magicians, is that the mikra came because of the anger of Hashem to punish us because of some avera, but not necessarily because of disrespect for the Aron. See, they are not actually, says the Malbim, questioning that it was God's hand against them. That is clear, if only from the parts of the Avodah Zarah that got chopped into pieces. But on the other hand, we should know whether or not it's directly relatable to the Aron or not, whether or not it's just a different Ketzef Hashem, a different anger of God. Now, in addition to all the other reasons why the cows would not necessarily naturally pull the wagon towards Israel, it's also uphill. That's why we talked about going up that derech, and they're going to make their way up. So if the cows go in that direction anyway, it's quite clear that it's the power of the Aron and the captivity of the Aron that have caused all of this. Pasuk Yud, Vayasu Huanashim came. Without any questions, without any hesitation, the people of the Plishtim did exactly this, including their political leaders, who you might think would resist the power of religious guys telling them what to do. And so they did as they were told, Vayichu Shtei Faros Alos, and they took two nursing milking cows, and they tied them to the wagon, and the calves, their children, the sons of the cows, were confined in the house behind them, mooing away, Mom, where are you going? Why do you have to go to work, Mommy? We need you to stay home. And they placed the Ark of God on the new wagon. They saw Argaz and this box, this chest that they put there, veis achbarei hazahav, and the golden mice, veis salmei techorehem, and the images of their techorim, of their hemorrhoids. So they are really going all out, and it's a big event all of a sudden as they're sending the wagon. Yud beis, vayisharna haparos baderech. So literally, the cows went yashar. The cows went on a straight path, Al Derech Beis Shemesh, on the road to Beis Shemesh. They did not waver, they did not go in different directions. They didn't pull against each other, but they made a beeline straight up to Beis Shemesh. B'mesila achas holchu haloch v'ga'o. And on one path, on a single path they went, lowing, ga'o, mooing as they went, v'lo saru yaminu smile, and they did not deviate to the right or to the left. Now the Vayisharna, the Medrash, translates not just as they went on a straight path of Yashar, but from the word Shira, that they sang a Shira. And not only did they sing, but the calves locked up at home, the Mefarshim bring down, joined their mothers in song. And the word Vayisharna is kind of a strange combination, the Radak points out, of masculine and feminine verbs. So Vayisharna is an interesting word, implying that both male cows and female cows were singing at the same time. There are many places in Tanakh where animals or inanimate objects or natural objects are described as singing praises to God. In Tehillim, rivers clap their hands and mountains cheer and trees of the forest chant. In Sadi Vav and in Sadi Ches, rivers don't have hands to clap. Trees don't have voices to sing. But it's an allegory of the idea that the greatness of God is testified to by all of these inanimate objects. But in this case, the cows are literally singing out to the world about the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are given the power of speech like Bilam's donkey was given the power of speech. And the Medrash records that they sang, Rone, Rone Hashita, Roni, Roni Hashita. Sing, sing, all of you that are made out of cedar. I'm sorry, Hashata. Hisnofafi Barav Hadaraich. Ascend in your great glory. You are embroidered with gold. Hamahulala Bidvir Armon. Praised by the book, the palatial book, the great estate of the book, girded by the two keruvim. Another version says decorated with the most precious jewels. So the cows are singing a shira, and they're singing a unique shira, a new shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say that they sang the Shiras Moshe, and Klal Yisrael sang after they crossed the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, when they sang about nations are heard and trembled, and terror gripped the inhabitants of Pelishtim. So there are different things that they sang. Some opinions in the Medrash say they sang in bovine language. They sang as cows. Shlomo HaMelech would have understood it, but nobody else would have. But certainly in this case, something unique is going on. So finally, B'sarnei Pelishtim hochem achareim ad gvul Beis Shemesh. The officers, the lords of the Plishti, followed them until the border of Beis Shemesh. This miraculous event is taking place, and out of respect, they couldn't simply stay back while it happened.